Lesson 12, Part 1, Section A. Everything seems to be under control.
Thank you. If it is, it'll be a miracle.
Why is that?
The truth is, the workers don't like each other at all. Obviously, the Africans hate the Indians, but the Indians also hate the other Indians. The Hindus believe the cows are sacred, while the Muslims eat the cows.
Do you eat a cow?
Of course.
I've worked with all those Hindus and Muslims. Perhaps I can help.
You can certainly try. It won't work. Nothing works here. Servo is the worst place in the world. Question 1. How is everything? Question 2. Which statement is true? Question 3. Why does the man think he can help? Section B. 1. Obviously, the male speaker is a Hindu. 2. The female speaker thinks the man's help might work. 3. According to the female speaker, Servo is a magic place in the world. 4. The Hindus and the Muslims like eating the cows.
Part 2. 1. The world cannot claim ignorance of what those who live here have endured. In looking back, we should all recall how we responded to the escalating horrors of the last 4 years. And, as we do, there are questions which each of us must ask. What did I do? Could I have done more? Did I let my prejudice or my fear overwhelm my reasoning? And, above all, how would I react next time? 2. To resign in the moment when the boat is in a storm, that is not my style. During my 18 years in charge, we have not only had black days, we have had very bright days too.
Part 3, Passage 1. As a young adult, Noah Webster was a teacher. At this time, the colonies were fighting for independence from Britain. Yet, the books the American children used in school all came from Britain. The books were all about British people and British places. Webster wanted books that would mean more to American children. So he wrote 3 books that used American examples: a grammar book, a spelling book, and a reader. These books were very popular, and millions of them sold. Webster was interested in changing the spellings of words. He wanted words to be spelled the way they were pronounced. For example, he thought the word head should be spelled H-E-D, and the word laugh should be spelled L-A-F. People like Webster's suggestions. With the money he made from his books, Webster was able to write. His was the first American English dictionary, published in 1828.
Question 1. What was Noah Webster's nationality? Question 2. What were the colonies doing when Webster was young? Question 3. Why did Webster write 3 books that used American examples? Question 4. Why did Webster want to change the spelling of words? Question 5. When was Webster's first American English dictionary published? Passage 2. Sometimes a book can help change history. One book that certainly did was Uncle Tom's Cabin, written by Harriet Beecher Stowe. It was a book that spoke out against slavery. At the time, Harriet Stowe wrote her novel, there were over 3.5 million slaves in the United States. She was determined to make people understand that slavery was evil. Uncle Tom's Cabin was published in 1852. Over 300,000 copies were sold in a year. People reacted strongly to the novel. In the North, many people were angry. Disagreements between the North and the South grew. By 1861, the two sections of the country were at war. The Civil War, which lasted until 1865, finally brought an end to slavery. Of course, the Civil War had many different causes. Yet, Uncle Tom's Cabin surely played a part. Still met President Lincoln in 1862. As Lincoln took her hand, he said, "So you're the little woman who started the big war."
Question 1. Which statement is true according to the passage? Question 2. What kind of book was Uncle Tom's Cabin? Question 3. How many slaves were there at the time Stowe wrote her novel? Question 4. What was people's response to the novel? Question 5. Why is the novel important in American history according to this passage?